This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, does it just seem like a big peen contest or some big testosterone fest? Testosterone's been in the news. They say if you're a recklessly impulsive guy, to blame testosterone. I want to talk about that, but, you know, I'm watching what's going on with North Korea. Didn't North Korea have, like, a failed missile test, and I guess they want to do it again? They are threatening to strengthen their nuclear force, quote-unquote, to the maximum. Tensions are continuing to escalate, and apparently North Korea said on Monday they are going to strengthen its nuclear force, quote-unquote, to the max. Spokesman for North Korea Foreign Ministry claimed its latest threat came in direct response to mounting warnings by the U.S. that would no longer stand by while North Korea tests its nuclear arsenals. Donald Trump said a major conflict with North Korea has been a possibility. You and I don't really want that. Really don't want to go into a nuclear war with North Korea. I really don't. But right now we are having a peeing contest. We are seeing peacocking at its finest. Kim Jong-un is peacocking. Donald Trump is peacocking. So who could be the biggest peacock? Now, maybe this has to be done. Okay, tensions have been brewing, right? You know, with North Korea for a while. Maybe we need to make them back down. I don't know. I'm definitely not an expert. I know about testosterone. And I know about peacocking. I don't really know what the best foreign policy is. You know, not here to talk about sanctions, not here to talk about what Trump needs to do. But the U.S. has sent an aircraft carrier group to the waters of North Korea to carry out drills with South Korea. According to a spokesman, said the U.S. is kicking up the overall racket for sanctions and pressure against the DPRK pursuant to its new DPRK policy called maximum pressure and engagement. Measures for bolstering the nuclear force to the maximum will be taken by the country's leadership. North Korea conducted another missile test, and thus far they have launched at least 5 nuclear tests and several missiles in defiance of U.N. Security Council and unilateral resolutions. National Security Advisor McMaster told Fox News Sunday that Trump was reaching out to countries across the world to join him in the effort to destroy North Korea's fledgling nuclear weapons program. Boy, you know, we're dealing with Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all that, you know, and, you know, we've been watching Kim Jong-un. In fact, we even made a movie about him called The Interview, right? So, you know, we've had our fun. You see a lot of people with their memes. Have you guys seen that where they put pictures like they're standing next to Kim Jong-un and they put their picture next to him? They're really kind of funny, Kim Jong-un. But I don't know what the answer is. As a family doctor with my psychology background, okay, I don't really like the bully pulpit, but it sometimes works. Okay, I don't think anybody has really feared America in a long time. You know, I kind of miss the good old days back in the World War II era where if you mess with one American, you mess with the whole entire country. Don't, you know, Donald Duck with us, so to speak. All right, to say it cleanly, you don't mess with the United States. And I just don't see that with other countries. I don't see that with these terrorist attacks. I don't see that with the plotting and the planning. I mean, you just don't mess with America. Not that I want them to mess with other countries, right, that are deemed weaker, but it just, you know, you will get destroyed. You will get demolished. Don't mess with us. And I don't know what the best way of trying to display that strength or to try, you know, because I don't like the idea of seeing like we see in North Korea now. You know, you see all the troops, you see the display of troops and armory, et cetera, trying to scare people, and nobody takes that seriously anymore. Okay? You know, after what we did to Hitler, even though unfortunately it took many, many years, you know, see, you know, those types of images that, that still countries try to, you know, show and display, I, you know, you see a commercial of a, you know, a stealth fighter or whatever. Okay, that's not going to scare another country. What's going to scare another country is the unpredictability of its leader and them actually having the artillery to back any strike that, let's say, the leader wants to invoke, wants to launch. I don't like an unpredictable president, though, too much, okay? You know, I mean, again, we don't want a dictator. We don't want somebody that's not going through the checks and balances. But I think Trump had a point where you don't sit there and tell everybody what your timeline is, tell everybody what you're going to do, let them all plan it out. You know, sometimes you, I mean, with kids, I've taught you guys that with children. You know, if you're having issues with your child who is misbehaving or not respecting you, unpredictability is one of the best, right, you know, ways to get them to listen. Because if you're too predictable, they walk all over you. Now, mind you, punishments need to be predictable. They need to know that if they're caught smoking drugs, you know, or, you know, doing drugs or whatever, right, in their room, they lose their room, right? They're sleeping in the living room. Or if they're caught looking at porn on their computer, they lose their computer. I mean, there has to be obviously predictable, you know, consequences. That's another thing we don't have with this country. You attack an American soldier, you attack an American citizen, right? You get punished. Now, that hasn't been a predictable theme or a predictable mantra by any means. So somebody could capture, right, our soldiers, somebody could kill our soldiers, nothing happens. Okay, that's wrong. That's very wrong. When it comes to children, right, they sit there and act up and act up and act up, and you know, you told them to be quiet and you told them to be quiet. Okay, sometimes I go ape crazy. And by ape crazy, like for example, one mom taught me you could be in the middle of Walmart. I don't care if you're in the middle of Walmart. They're acting up, you just drop that cart and you pull them out. And they are going home, they're getting grounded. Oh, but mom, what about groceries? Fine, we don't eat tonight, no groceries. All right, we'll make some soup or whatever's in the cupboard. That's all you get for dinner. And once they go, wait a second, my mom could at any time, right, you know, bust a move. We better leave. I'm not saying you don't want to hit the kids, but, you know, that unpredictability of, okay, we're out of here. I'm pulling you out of school. I don't care if I'm going to pull you out of school. Like, okay, wait a second. You know what? I better just lay low around mama. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. I tell you, man, I don't know why I have the testosterone I do, but I am really, really, right? I don't know what it is. My voice is getting lower. I'm getting more hair in places I shouldn't. I don't understand that. You know, men seem to get more effeminate as they age, and women seem to get more masculine as they age. I don't understand that. But you know what? Fine. I can make it work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who are working the dials. I'm sorry. Genesis Communications Network making the show happen, and Manny, who's got the real deep, rich voice full of testosterone, Manny's working the dials. Also, very, very awesome. Love to hear his voice. Manny, can we hear your sexy voice real quick?
Of course.
See that? Very smooth. Say testosterone.
Testosterone.
See? All right, let's talk about testosterone here. They say guys who might not be, like, let's say, you know, slow to think, and more beyond the fly and quick and impulsive? It could be because of their testosterone, according to new research that seems to kind of back up the old stereotype of a guy being all hot-headed. The new study links the sex hormone to relying on quote-unquote gut instincts over self-reflection and more deliberate, slow consideration. Okay, I'm not being the stereotype, but we women don't want guys to self-reflect and deliberate or slow consideration. Yeah, you know, we women have to kind of watch what we have, watch what we wish for. Okay, you know, women are always kind of blaming the guys, like, oh man, you know, you're just too impulsive. Think for a change. Think. All right, you know, slow down. I yell at my husband all the time. I go, you know, I always have to react. Quit reacting. You know, because he's all full of testosterone and he likes to peacock and all sorts of other stuff. You know, but then on the other end, if there's a black widow spider and it's sitting there on my desk, do I want him to sit there and deliberate and think about it? No, I want him to kill the black widow spider, like now. When I want my husband to do something, do I want him to sit on the couch and think about it? No, I want him to do it now. So, ladies, cut guys some slack, okay? You can't have it both ways. Anyway, a team of researchers set out to test the hypothesis that testosterone influences men to rely more on their instincts and intuitions at the expense of cognitive reflection, which is basically taking a moment to consider the wisdom of that initial gut reaction. Scientists from Caltech, the Wharton School, Western University, and ZRT Laboratory tested the cognitive reflection of men given doses of testosterone versus those given a placebo, and found that guys charging into battle or simply reacting to the heat of the moment aren't just something that we, you know, created in the movies. This is real stuff, according to newatlas.com. The testosterone group was quicker to make snap judgments on brain teasers where your initial guess is usually wrong, explained Caltech behavioral economics professor Colin Kammerer. Said the testosterone is either inhibiting the process of mentally checking your work or increasing the intuitive feeling that, yeah, I'm right. I'm definitely right. You know, this is very interesting. I got two boys. One who is just like my husband, where the testosterone overfloweth, and the other one who's a little bit more of a thinker. Well, the testosterone overfloweth the one, he doesn't do as well on tests as the younger one does. I know, yeah, there goes their anonymity. So I wonder if that's what happens. He jumps, he chooses the answer. And maybe I'd like to look at SAT scores. That's a very easy study. You know, let's look at those who are full of testosterone and are impulsive with the way they, you know, take a test and see if they got lower test scores. I think that makes sense. They say they've also seen in studies indicating that boosting testosterone in older women is actually useful in preventing cognitive decline, which is certainly different from cognitive reflection, but they found that interesting nonetheless. They said the Caltech study was conducted using 243 men in different groups who were asked to take a cognitive reflection test that asked questions like, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs a dollar more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? Now, the quick and intuitive answer would be, all right, the ball costs 10 cents, but no, the ball costs 5 cents. Well, wait, I don't even know if I agree with that. If the bat costs a dollar more than the ball, then in order for it to be a dollar 10, then the bat would have to be a dollar 5. You see what I mean? So basically, it's like an X plus Y equals, it's like an algebra test. All right? Now, for me, I would have said in the deal, and on the sale, the ball would have only then cost 10 cents, but they don't sell it that way. A bat separately would cost a dollar more than the ball. You see what I mean? So you think it through. They say for a little extra incentive, the study participants were paid a dollar for each correct answer and $2 extra if they answered all questions correctly. Men who received testosterone before taking the test got 20% fewer questions right than those who received the placebo. And they were easy math questions. They didn't have to be very hard. The group with the hormone boost also gave incorrect answers more quickly and correct answers more slowly than the placebo group. They say, we think it works through confidence enhancement. If you're more confident, you'll feel like you're right. and will not have enough self-doubt to correct mistakes. Now, this is some serious stuff for those of you having issues with tests. For many of our jobs, we have to take tests. I just have to research for the boards. And, you know, they always say go with your gut. But I got to tell you, sometimes my gut answers are wrong. And I'll go through the test and I'll go back and I'll go, you know what? No. I read the question wrong. No. There is a better answer. And for me, if I go back and I fix my answers, I do better. Yet we always tell people, go with your gut. What if, though, their gut is because they are going for the answers that are the ones that are to be the ones you fall for? The sucker answers. They say more basic math tests requiring less reflection were also given to groups as a control, and the testosterone did not seem to cause a difference between the groups and those test results. So they had to make sure they knew math. Cameron notes that their results could have implications for the growing use of testosterone replacement drugs to increase sex drive in older men. If men want more testosterone to increase sex drive, are there other effects? Do these men become too mentally bold and thinking they know how to do things that they don't, i.e. read a map? I don't know. I've seen women do that too. I cannot convince a woman that she's wrong. Can you? I can't. I mean, Mom, you're wrong. Well, no, I'm not. You don't know what you're doing. I can't convince my mom. And she doesn't have a lot of, testosterone. Now, what about roid rage? Okay, I have seen people's careers just completely collapse because of roid rage. Now, roid rage is a term which first appeared back in the 1880s, or 1980s, I apologize, where there were a bunch of quote-unquote violent crimes committed by bodybuilders, according to Life Science. Researchers are split on whether the popular image of roid rage as an uncontrollable, kind of like an Incredible Hulk-esque fury actually exists. Now, doctors who do believe in the condition see it as an impulse control. They say roid ragers overreact to an event that normally would not set them off. Now, steroids, these anabolic steroids, work by mimicking the hormone testosterone. And we just talked about impulse control. And having testosterone allows you to build more muscle mass, right? However, may also make you more aggressive. So research right now is showing kind of conflicting results for steroid-induced rage. But I've seen it. I've witnessed it. We've also seen, by the way, you know, maybe it could be a secondary effect of rage. You get a shrunken testicle. You can get shrunken testicles. You can start going bald. You can have decreased sperm count. You could get gynecomastia, breast development. You could get acne. You know, with women, steroid abuse could cause us to lose body fat, reduce breast size, deepen our voice, grow facial and body hair, could cause heart attack, stroke, blood clots, liver cancer, liver failure could result in men and women. So, you know, there's this big push now for testosterone therapy and testosterone replacement. And this is what people are asking for, and this is what they want. It's like the fountain of youth. And I get that. You know, 40 years old is not supposed to be middle age anymore. And you're not supposed to be a quote-unquote old man by the time you're 50 or 60. Now we have very, very vibrant sex lives, very vibrant physiques, well into our 70s and 80s, even 90s. Now our lifespan is going on into our 90s. So people are going to want to supplement what they're losing. And if they're losing the hormone, such as testosterone, they're going to want to supplement it. I get that. But where there's the problem, it's not those that are deficient that are supplementing that we're seeing the problem. It's those that are fine. And they, you know, cycle their steroids, etc. And that's when it's too much for the body. When you start to put something exogenous in your body that it doesn't need, that's when the liver and the kidneys and the heart are like, well, what's this? And I really do believe that there's, you know, a roid rate. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you want to know what's going on with healthcare, and it sounds like this may be the week where Republican leaders can amass the 216 votes that they need to repeal and replace Obamacare. From what we understand, White House Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn sounded optimistic today when asked if he thought Republicans' plans for health care had enough votes. He said, I think we do. He told CBS, this is going to be a great week. We're going to get health care down to the floor of the House. We're convinced we've got the votes, and we're going to keep moving on with our agenda. Trump said Sunday the White House is pushing forward that the GOP plan, quotes, guarantees coverage for Americans with pre-existing conditions. They say pre-existing conditions are in the bill. He says, and I mandated, I said, has to be. Trump said on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. And again, I know a lot of people are very upset about that quote-unquote pre-existing condition part, even though it is the most popular. The pre-existing condition cause is kind of what started this mess, right? And maybe it had to happen, you know, with the insurance premiums rising. Once you mandate that insurance company covers you for having a pre-existing condition, somebody who is healthy is not going to want to buy health insurance. They are going to wait until they're sick to start spending the money. And so that has kind of been one of the crucial points and cruxes to why insurance premiums skyrocketed. But you just can't go back. You can't take it back. And everybody has a pre-existing condition of something. Everybody has something. So in order for us to have, quote-unquote, a good healthcare system, we have to be able to not turn people down. You know, so it makes sense, and I agree. It's just, I don't know how successful we'll be in bringing down premiums. But why bring down premiums if you can't purchase the insurance anyway, and it won't cover you? So that's kind of where I think a lot of people are at. They say the GOP bill ensures, they say, they say there's no official timeline to put the health care repeal and replace on the floor. They are not saying, they're kind of being hush-hush until I guess they say that they have the votes needed. So GOP leaders continue to discuss the effort with members over the weekend, with leaders especially focused on helping members, quote-unquote, on the fence, and there were some outright no's. They want to understand what the newest amendment on the bill would do to protect those with pre-existing conditions, but some question what makes this effort different from the previous failed attempts. I think a big part is that states are going to have a little bit more leeway into what they want to do with the government funds. A new amendment was sponsored by moderate leader Representative Tom MacArthur of New Jersey, and he gave states the ability to opt out of more Obamacare regulations. The amendment was also enough to finally bring the conservative House Freedom Caucus on board. But they think that it could still drive up the cost of insurance for older Americans, those with pre-existing conditions, etc. I've already said this multiple times, what needs to be done. The GOP needs to figure out how insurance companies have less and less control and say in prices. Ideally, as we talked about this in the first hour, patients saying, look, I'm not going to pay more than this. So if you want me to do my, appendectomy at your hospital, only charge me this. What we need to do is we have, I believe, laws in place where a hospital cannot pick and choose what they charge somebody, which makes sense. I mean, this is, you know, protection. You can't say, I'm going to charge, you know, women more than men, or, you know, people of certain ethnicities more than the other. So there are kind of rules in place. If you are going to do a cash discount, it has to be a cash discount across the board. So whatever you're going to offer Joe, you have to offer Mary. The problem with that is still, whatever that is still high. And you have some people that say, look, you know, I have $1,000. Okay, well, you make that work. Now, many times, as we start to, as healthcare providers and insurers and hospitals, et cetera, start moving to collection processes, the collection company has a lot of leeway to take certain amounts. And I don't believe there's laws saying, look, a collection company, you know, has to allow the same amount of money to close the case. But a hospital has to charge the same. A doctor has to charge the same. So maybe something has to be done in that respect where, you know, the I don't want to say the highest bidder gets the service, but, you know, hospitals have to try to vie for your business. And if they want you to go there for your gallbladder removal or your hysterectomy, then they need to advertise that your bill will be no more than this amount. Now, you can't do that under the current laws, the current legal system, and you can't do that under your current contract with insurance companies. If you want to be on that insurance company, you have got to charge what the insurance company says you could charge. If not, you get kicked off the insurance company. So we would need a hospital to say, you know, goodbye, take a leap to all the insurance companies, and do a strictly cash type practice or a hospital, but there's not enough patients that would do that. So right now we are enslaved to a system with insurance companies. Now, mind you, we do need insurance companies. We need insurance companies for the big, bad, you know, horrible medical catastrophes that we could get, God forbid, cancer, accidents, stroke, heart attack. So people will say, all right, well, let's just have, you know, health insurance there for the big, bad medical issues. Why would a health insurance company be there for that? Where are they going to get their money? No health insurance company is going to stay in business if you're paying $200-$300 a month and they have to turn around and pay out for your heart attack, your stroke, etc. Insurance companies need healthy dollars coming in. All right, well, do we want the government subsidizing? That's what Obamacare did. What Obamacare did is say, look, we will buy down people's premiums, so they're happy and they keep voting for us, and we will pay you the extra money that they can't. But many of us looking at that, you know, that situation and the way that was, you know, created and written, so an insurance company can now up the rates $1,200 a month and government's just going to gladly help pay those premiums? Oh, hell to the no. I don't want my tax dollars going to that. So that's a problem. I don't know much about how this new bill will work. Again, you know, we have some major issues right now with Obamacare. We have cities such as Knoxville, Tennessee, who I believe will have no insurance companies on the exchange. I think a lot of us, when we saw Trump running, expected him to repeal and replace day one like he promised. Just get rid of the bill. The problem is there's going to be such a crash that they can't do that. So, you know, maybe this will be a nice transition, but I predict that it is going to take decades to fix what Obamacare did. And for those people that don't want Obamacare's name on it because they don't want him getting credit for a good healthcare system, he will. Obama will get credit because he made that Obamacare law, right, that had a couple things in there that people liked. Now it's up to the GOP to make the impractical bill work. And that's exactly how it was designed. And it's going to take people who are intelligent to realize, you want to know what, you know, it was a failing bill and the GOP had to save it. But, you know, I don't care about the politics of it. I don't care about who gets credit. Just somebody do something. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, there's a new robotic drill that could perform surgery 50 times faster. Uh-oh, doctors are going to be ousted by robots. Researchers from the University of Utah had created an automated machine that could do a complicated cranial surgery 50 times faster than standard procedures. The team's approach reduces the surgery time from 2 hours with a hand drill to 2.5 minutes. These could remove non-cancerous tumors in patients with significant hearing loss. I'm guessing acoustic neuromas. The drills produce fast, clean, safe cuts, reducing the time the wound is open and the patient is under anesthesia. This decreases infection, surgical costs, human error. Robots taking over doctors. Wow. Whew. Device costs $100,000 or less. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys think it's my show when you hear crashes in your head and, you know, bright flashes of light, but it's not. That could be exploding head syndrome. Little is really known about the syndrome, but it does appear to be more common than previously thought. There was a study published earlier last month in the journal Cephalasia. Cephalacia with a C? Cephalacia has to do with the head. I know it sounds like an STD, but it's not. And they say people may hear the sound of an object crashing to the ground or have a sight of a bright flash of light. Yet no actual explosions actually take place when you have exploding head syndrome. All right? If God forbid something did, then that would be like a hemorrhagic stroke or something. But it's a sensory sleep disorder. That's how they consider it, a sensory sleep disorder. When a person with quote-unquote exploding head syndrome is either falling asleep or waking up, he or she may hear a thunderously loud noise. This is according to study author Brian Sharpless, an associate professor of clinical psychology at Augusta University in Virginia. In a previous study, Sharpless found that about 13.5% of people experience the phenomenon at some point during their lives. The scientists don't know why. Right. One theory maybe is that there's the part of the brain called the reticular formation. The area located in the brainstem at the back of a person's head is responsible for helping a person go to sleep. And you know how sometimes you feel like you're falling and it may kind of be a part of that whole system. They say going to sleep is sort of like shutting down a computer. The brain goes through a series of steps. One of these steps involves shutting down the brain cells that are responsible for hearing, called the auditory neurons. He said, but when somebody has exploding head syndrome, instead of shutting these neurons down, something could cause them to fire all at once, leading the person to quote-unquote hear a sudden loud noise in their head. The reticular formation is also thought to play a role in another sleep phenomenon called sleep paralysis. During sleep paralysis, a person wakes up, is unable to move. He or she may report seeing things at the same time. So they did the study with 49 college students who all had appeared to have exploding head syndrome. They were interviewed about their symptoms and their experiences varied. One person said he had 150 episodes. Are you kidding me? But the most common type of noise that people reported hearing was the sound of someone dropping an object from a height, followed by a bang, an explosion, and a door slamming. See, now that I think about it, I've heard door slam. And so I wake up thinking there's a bad guy or a bad girl in the house. Yeah, and I get the gun and I look around. I'm like, you know, no, there's no door. And I'm like, but I don't have a door that sounds like that. But you're like, well, let me just check and make sure the place is safe. And what I do is I look at the cats. And if the cats are just sitting there cleaning themselves and acting like nothing's wrong, then I know there's no one in the house. But when the cats are sitting there at attention with their ears all pointed, then I know something's wrong, right? So they say people who experience a phenomenon don't report hearing speech or anything articulate. It's just usually a loud sound. You get a racing heart rate. You get kind of scared. And they say 14% of the people in the study said they, quote, forgot how to breathe during an episode of exploding head syndrome. They were really, really frightened. Few study participants reported experiencing a mild headache or feeling hot. Some said they even felt pain. Now, you know, this term came back in 1986, but they say the phenomenon was dated back into the 1800s. A doctor in Philadelphia described the experience as sensory discharges. Later in the 1920s, another doctor referred to the phenomenon as, quote, snapping of the brain. So, you know, it's some people think it's government operatives, right, you know, causing this. So interesting stuff. I mean, my guess is you're still going to get an MRI. You know, we get very, very nervous when we hear our heartbeat in our brain. That could be a sign of an acoustic neuroma or a vessel that could be like an aneurysm. And so you're feeling and you're hearing the pulsation. When you hear the pulsations of your heart, right, in, you know, near your ear, we start to panic. Well, you know, because we don't panic. Doctors don't panic, but people panic. That, oh my gosh, do I have a blood vessel right there that could later, you know, explode? And most likely it's not. But what we do is we do an MRI. We do an MRA, angiography, to take a look at the vessels, etc. So if this does happen, I would still suggest to get it checked out. Flashes of light to me make me very concerned about retinal detachment. We've talked about the posterior, the back layer of the eye, when it starts to detach from your eye socket, you get these flashes of light. That's not good. because you could go blind. So anytime you get bright flashes of light or weird sounds, etc., I would strongly, strongly suggest to get that checked out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Antibiotic use in pregnancy overall is safe, except if you take an antibiotic, it's not safe. And there's a new study in the Canadian Medical Association Journal finding that macrolides, quinolones, tetracyclines, sulfonamides, and metronidazole, which is Flagyl, were related to higher rates of pregnancy loss, miscarriages. However, a greater chance of pregnancy loss was not seen if we used penicillin. And penicillin is one of the safest antibiotics that we use. However, if any of my pregnant patients had been allergic to penicillin, I would give them Zithromax, which is a macrolide, or I'd give them a cephalosporin. So macrolides include Zithromax, clarithromycin, bioxin. I never gave bioxin in pregnancy. Quinolones include your Cipro, Levaquin. Again, we don't give in pregnancy. Tetracyclines, we don't give in pregnancy. Sulfonamides, we used to treat bladder infections. Sulfonamides is part of sulfa, right? Or trimethoprim sulfa. Methoxazole. So sulfonamides is a very common antibiotic, but in the 90s we started to stop using that because that could cause jaundice in the newborn or where they have high bilirubin levels and are yellow. And then metronidazole or Flagyl we use to treat a large variety of infections, bacterial vaginosis, diverticulitis, colitises, parasite infections. I don't want to say parasite, but certain infections that, because it's an antimicrobial, that cause GI distress. But now they're saying that these medications could unfortunately be related to miscarriage. They say it is reassuring to see the first-line treatments and antibiotics that are the most used in the population, such as penicillin and cephalosporin, are not associated with miscarriage. But what about nitrofurantoin? This is used, we know it as Macrobid, is used to treat urinary tract infections. And erythromycin we've used for chlamydia, pelvic inflammatory disease, and syphilis. Those, thank God, were not linked to a higher risk of pregnancy loss. We also use erythromycin to people allergic to penicillin to treat group B strep infections. But we don't usually prescribe tetracycline, so we're good there because those cause birth defects. We don't usually prescribe quinolones like Levaquin or Cipro, so we're good there. I'd like to know more about Z-Packs because we do give Z-Packs to pregnant women. So it'll be interesting to see. Right now, the study is not talking about Z-Packs, but they are talking about clarithromycin. Now, clarithromycin, known as Bioxin, we've seen that medications and PrEP packs for H. pylori, and we've used Bioxin for bacterial infections, bronchitis, ear infections. It's a good antibiotic. I just don't use it in pregnant women. But Danish researchers back in 2013 found an increased risk of miscarriages with people with clarithromycin. So it's something that we've already kind of avoided using. Scary nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say low-dose aspirin may be linked to lower breast cancer risk. All right, for women who take low-dose aspirin, and it's not indicated for women to take for heart attack prevention, but it is indicated for women over 55 for stroke prevention, they found that those who took a daily aspirin lowered their risk of breast cancer, according to a study in the journal Breast Cancer Research. They looked at 57,000 women, and in 23% of women who reported using it, they saw a 20% reduction in breast cancer. Cool stuff. We'll talk about more later. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.